It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Did you ever meet a berry you didn't like? Well, I haven't. I love berries, and thank heavens they're available at the store all year round now. You can get them. You know, I eat frozen as often as I eat fresh, and I love to use them in party recipes, so sometimes I get stuck. That's why we have Carolina here with us, because she is masterful at creating recipes. And so, Carolina, I just have a first question for you. A lot of people associate berry recipes with a lot of sugar. Berry pies have a lot of sugar, tarts. Do we always have to have a lot of sugar when we have berry party dessert recipes?
Of course not. That's such a shame. I mean, they're so sweet by nature, and a lot of times if you want to turn them into a decadent dessert, a little bit of honey or maple syrup can do the trick. But oftentimes I find that really nothing is required. The berries themselves are, they can shine alone all by itself. They are, you know, antioxidant powerhouses filled with nutrients and a heart and a brain food that, you know, we should definitely eat more often. So to make them into a dessert and a little treat at the end of the day, I'm in. Sounds like a good deal to me.
Okay, you said decadent. That caught everybody's ear. So give us a recipe that's decadent but isn't loaded with that refined sugar.
Yeah, I have many berry recipes that I love, but I wanted to look for some different ones and some that look really pretty on a party platter, because there's nothing, you know, we all love having end of the year parties or holiday special occasions. And when you put something really pretty on a platter, the presentation is just a huge part of it. And berries are so beautiful. They're vibrant colors, which is why the oxidants are there, the antioxidants. Their vibrant, beautiful colors really make a presence at any table. So one that I picked was from teaspoonofspice.com, and it's called a berry and coconut sushi roll. And I've been seeing these fun twists
sushi?
On sushi.
I know. Sushi and berries. I would never put that together. Help me out.
I know. I've been seeing these little twists on sushi, and I love it. I think it's so much fun. And I made a similar one to this at home, and my kids were in heaven because they got to help with the process. But, you know, first of all, the rice, the recipe calls for brown rice, which bonus, right? More fiber. But the rice is actually cooked not just in water, but in coconut milk. So it ends up being like a sticky coconut rice, which is amazing all by itself. The kids are like eating off the pot as we're trying to roll the sushi. And so that's the basis. That's what you're going to use to roll your sushi. And then blackberries, raspberries, and a little bit of jam is what's going to be the filling. And shredded coconut is the topping of your little sushi roll. But, you know, you roll it beautifully, cut it into little pieces, put it in a platter. The combination of the white of the coconut, the deep purple and red of the blackberries and raspberries, I mean, it's just beautiful. And it is so good. So that's from teaspoonofspice.com. Definitely one to put on your Pinterest page. I like that one.
I'm definitely excited about that. It's so different. All right. I know that you've got one that just completely caught my attention. The strawberry habanero What is it? The last word.
Aioli.
Aioli. I forgot how to pronounce that.
There you go. When you talk about needing sugar, I said, well, you know what? I'm just going to blow everybody's mind here and forget the sugar and take berries to the appetizer salty side. And that's when I found the planteatersmanifesto.com. I just love that name, planteatersmanifesto.com recipe. And it's for sweet potato fries with strawberry habanero aioli. And it's as delicious as it sounds, because the sauce is basically, she uses raw cashews, water, and strawberries, and then habanero peppers, and some garlic and lemon, and puts it all in the food processor. And this becomes a strawberry habanero aioli to dip your crispy oven-baked sweet potato fries in it. I mean,
wow.
How amazing does that sound? I want that right now. It sounds so good.
Yes. That's two for two. Okay. What's their next one? We got to drool over.
And you know, I think what it does too is like the combination of sweet and salty, it just really gets me every time. So the you know, the fact of having strawberry and the spicy all at the same bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, it
my
looks really
good. My taste buds are really ready for this one. They're excited.
I know. Well, another one that I really liked is, again, talking about presentation. This is a from momskitchenhandbook.com. So it's called Berries in a Cloud. A beautiful name. And it looks just as beautiful. So what you do is you use a small glass dish so you can really see the ingredients through it. It can be like a little shot glass, or it can be a really small dessert type of glass. And at the bottom, you're going to use whipped cream, non-fat Greek yogurt, or full-fat Greek yogurt, whichever you have in your kitchen, and a little bit of brown sugar and vanilla extract. And that becomes kind of your cloud. And then the berries go on top of that. And you can either, you know, simmer the berries in low heat for a little bit so they become kind of, the sugar just comes out of them when you do that and it becomes like syrupy-like, and put that on top, or just put them fresh. A little spoon in each container, put it nicely on your table. I mean, it's beautiful and light and sweet and perfect to finish a heavy meal, like, for example, a Thanksgiving meal.
I think I just want that for a snack. Forget the dessert. I often have, if I have a dessert, it's going to be at snack time anyway, because I'm always too full for dessert after dinner. But that is a beautiful party presentation recipe as well. And I know you've got another one that is out of this world. Go ahead and explain that one to everyone.
So we're talking about really party platters, and this one is another one that I from the picture right off the bat, I said, okay, this is a great one for presentation. And it's from ShawSimpleSwaps.com, and it's a vanilla, now it's a long name, bear with me, it's a vanilla banana blueberry frozen pie pops. So you may think they are on a stick, but they're not. They're actually little cups. And so Elizabeth Shaw, she's the author of that website. What she did was she uses vanilla pudding to kind of make the cup. And then there's bananas and there are berries and even nectarine that's chopped. And it all goes into this little muffin tin, and it goes in the freezer. And when it comes out, it's just a beautiful little pudding cup pop, if you can say, and filled with fruits. And the only thing that's holding them together is your vanilla pudding, and looks amazing. And what a great way to make the berries the star of the dessert. And I mean, it sounds really good. Doesn't it sound like something that your kids could actually help in the kitchen too, to make them, Ellen? I think.
Oh yeah. And I want to ask about the vanilla custard. People like, well, do I make that from scratch, or how do I make vanilla? How do I get vanilla custard?
So she actually used like a pre-mix kind of thing, but I think you could make your own if you have a good recipe for, because the recipe itself, it's so easy. So it wouldn't add too much time to make your own little vanilla custard. And now I'm intrigued to go find perfect vanilla custard recipe to go with this. But on her website, she used a premix. So I think if you're running out of time, you can go for a premix. But if you have a little extra time, I would invest on making my own from scratch, because those taste so much better at the end of the day anyways.
Well, so, you also know the real ingredients, because premixes always make me, you know, they throw up red flags for me. So I have to read the ingredient list. Obviously, it's a lot easier, and I have a feeling
Absolutely.
There's probably a good one out there to research for it, because, after all, easy peasy is certainly the way I like to go. And all of these are ones that you can prepare without a lot of work and really knock the socks off your guests or your family or whoever. These are just one.
Yep, and they're all on our pit. They're all gonna be on the Family Food Kitchen board on the Pinterest page from Radio MD. So make sure you guys check that out. Remember, we're always on RadioMD.com. Come back and see us again. In the meantime, eat well and stay well.